handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We begin the second hour of Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins here at the mic. It's November 21st, 2021. We're going to get back to your phone calls here. One has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. These mandates, they call them executive orders, they call them mandates, they are not legal. They are not legal. I love it that they've tried to soften up the touch here. You know, mandate sounds kind of like communistic here. It's a mandate. You must obey us. And so they decided to repackage it, kind of like they did affirmative action, repackage it to diversity. It sounds nicer. Kind of does sound nice, doesn't it? Diversity rather than affirmative action. So they've taken the name here. They've taken mandate and softened it up here, not to make it sound so communistic here, to call it a corporate requirement. That sounds a little nicer, a little friendlier, doesn't it? It's a corporate requirement, Steve. You have to take this in order to work here. You know, you had people too scared to work last year. They got unemployment benefits, stimulus checks, free housing. People who never stopped working got fired and denied all benefits. Does that sound fair to you? What's so wrong with this picture here? The frontline people, frontline heroes today, frontline zeros now. You don't respect me, do you? You don't respect any of us. Well, I tell you what, if you're that damn stupid, you're that damn stupid to let us all go, you're going to tumble your stock and they're going to force you out. So use some common sense here. There are many critical areas in industry. Healthcare is one. Aviation, number two. Trucking. Shipping. There's industries here that people are going to walk, or they're going to be fired, and they're going to halt everything or slow it down really bad. And in a hospital situation, I don't know what they're going to do. If all the hospitals that I think, and I'm looking at probably close to 40%, maybe 35, 40%, I'm hoping for 40. You let 40% of your people go in all the different branches in a hospital, you might as well go turn the ventilators off or put a bullet in the guy's head, because you're going to kill a lot of people. Oh, I'm trying to save people's lives. We're trying to save people's life. Take the jab so you can save other people's lives. You infectious, walk around infectious carrier. You social pariah. Don't you care about your people? Don't you care about people at all? Why are you so selfish, Steve? Take the damn shot. It ain't going to work on me. I know. This is a scam. Man is born free, but the chains in society are everywhere. It's time to stand up. Make history or be history. How do you want to be remembered? How do you want to be remembered? Let's go back to your phone calls here. Talk to Ken in New York. Welcome, Ken.
Hi, Steve. Well, you know, it may actually be as simple as just saying no. Rather than allow yourself to be put on the defensive with two choices that neither one of them may be palatable to you, why not ask just where do you get the authority to do it? And then just watch the silence.
Well, that's the problem. This is being done online. You're given the questions. You actually have to go online, sign on, and type it in. And I guarantee you, if you go in that direction, they'll disapprove you right away. They'll unapprove it right away. I guarantee you. They don't want to be lectured to. These people don't want to be lectured to on the science, the true science. They don't want to be lectured on this. They've given you two exemptions. Take one or the other, but they're the ones to decide. And I'm saying, who are these people anyway? Who are they? Where are they? What are their qualifications? I'd like to know their qualifications. And who gives them the right? You're right. Who gives them the right to play God with my career? Well, the government has. The government tyranny has trickled down to the corporations. That tyranny trickles down to the employee. Do this or lose your job. I say we're going to cripple them. We're going to cripple them. The sad part about it is that innocent people, patients, are going to pay the cost. They're going to suffer. I have a clear conscience. I know my wife does too. We don't want to see that happen. You see, we take the Hippocratic Oath pretty serious. Do no harm. But now you're telling me to take a chance on this and potentially hurt my career and hurt my life and shorten my life expectancy. And you know what? I don't gamble. I don't gamble on my life issues. I don't gamble.
On that point about being rejected or denied, you usually get a 30 days, you get a hearing. And I asked Ralph about that. Ralph Winter wrote about that. Mm-hmm. I called him, and when he said that the judiciary must take judicial notice of the Federal Register, which proves therein lies the proof that they don't have the authority to do any of this. They have to take judicial notice. So I called him up and I asked him, well, what about a hearing officer who acts like a judge in the administrative world, but he's not really a judge? Immediately, Ralph said that he has to take judicial notice. He still has to pay attention to it like a judge does. So if that's the case, you can argue your way out of it.
Well, you know, OSHA has come forward. OSHA came forward. Yeah. I was kind of happy about it. OSHA came forward and said, suspended this mandatory vaccination program. Stop.
I was surprised
because OSHA is under the government umbrella. And they're pretty much told what to say and what to do. But somebody had a conscience, said, hey, it's suspended for now. For now. I don't know what that means.
It may not have entirely been a conscious. It could be exposing that 5 USC 301 thing that Ralph's been talking about for the last couple of weeks. Those rules that are made up that start with 301 dot and then the rule number, they are for internal use only. And their court cases support it. Supreme Court cases. Chrysler v. Brown, 1979.
Right.
So I for myself, wouldn't have any problem arguing it, to defend myself with it. And I would also send a letter to the health commissioner. If they're using the health commissioner, I'd send him a letter and tell him that if he's exceeding his authority as a public official, he's personally liable.
Yeah, well, I agree.
That gets
I agree.
His attention.
I agree. And you know what? If we can hold him to that liability, if something goes wrong, this will stop. This will stop automatically they'll say, wait a minute, we can't take that chance. I've seen what patients' bills look like in a hospital. And think about somebody's health has been damaged, and now it's going to take a lot of money to, you know, buy some back. I mean, you may not be able to buy all of it back, but you may buy some back. It's going to cost you a lot of money, a lot of downtime, maybe lost your career. So, you know, the payout for damage done by something like this could be huge. And we're talking, do the numbers, the math of many, many people who have taken this, it would file file lawsuits against their employers saying, hey, you damaged my health. You made me take it to keep my job. Now you ruined my health. Now you're going to pay for it. And then you see corporations fold and go under. OSHA says stop. Biden tells corporations, go forward. I'm telling you to go forward. DeSantis down here, Ron DeSantis, has filed lawsuits against the Brandon administration and said what you're doing is illegal. You can't do it. And like I said, using COVID recovery money here to pay the fines of corporations so they won't be intimidated by the federal government is what he has planned to do. This is the bizarro world. Do we really have a rule of law anymore? Do we have a constitution? Mandates has not gone through the legislative process, the House and the Senate. They could do this if they wanted to. I don't know why they don't want to, probably because they know down the line here, it will be challenged. It will be thrown to the Supreme Court, and they'll say you've overstepped your powers, your boundaries here. You cannot mandate telling people to take medicine who are not sick. They're not sick. You can't force somebody to take medicine. In a hospital, we have patients who say, nope, not going to take that. We don't open their mouths and force pills down their throat. If they say no, we document it, says no, refused, not a problem. That's how you treat this issue. My body, my choice, and you cannot force this.
I have one little suggestion for Kyle before okay. I go. When he sues for personal liability for besmirching his name, he should not only go after the companies like CNN, but he should find out who's been funding them and keeping them afloat and go after them. He may end up having a suit against Soros.
Yeah. That would be, boy, wouldn't that be great? Suing George Soros.
Okay, boys, we got a box of Kleenex here. Just line up and we'll process you one at a time. Empty your pockets out.
Well, send them a tube of KY jelly. They're going to need it. They're going to need that KY jelly when we're done with you.
That's where I get off. Good night.
Good night. All right. Dave in New York, you're up next.
Yes, Steve. Dave, yes, in New York, not Newark.
No,
I've been
New York.
There before.
New York.
Hey, it's interesting. I thought a tennis player went down with this, watching all these sports guys, these collages of them face planting and falling backwards. Actually, I've never seen anybody have such a heart attack that it just makes them fall over dead. Virtually.
We talked about that last week. I think I mentioned that last week. It was the Germans. My God, the German Soccer Federation, all these people, the huge list of soccer players, they're very young, very healthy, running up and down the field. They were doing the same thing last year, doing fine. And now they seem to not be able to exert themselves to full capacity, and they're falling over. Yeah, I saw the videos. It's pretty amazing.
It's incredible. You know, God gave the black people message with Hank Aaron, with Colin Powell, with somebody else, some of these black guys.
Marvin Hagler.
And they got
Marvin
the message.
Hagler. Marvin Hagler.
Yeah.
Boxer.
Right. Yeah, right. All these guys. So they got the message, and they were already suspicious. But these other people, these non-black people, I mean, God's giving them a message. You can see it, plainly see it. It's not one or two people.
We need more high profile people. That's what we need to drop dead of this. Unfortunately, you need more high profile people.
Well,
we did actually have one. And of course, the mainstream media skirted right over the top of that. We had Colin Powell died of COVID.
Right. And we had Fauci. He got the shot in the left arm. Then he's got pain, telling us a few days later he had pain in his right arm. Well, yeah, he got it. Right. He didn't get it.
He got normal saline is what he got. He got normal saline, a placebo. I know he did.
I wanted to say thank you for that information on the nebulization or whatever that process was. I didn't even open up the files, but I wanted to have it in case I needed it.
Sure.
And some friends of mine got COVID, and their kids got it. So I sent that off to them today. I'll look at it later. I'm trying to give them some ideas of what they could do. But I want to address your issue on that lawsuit thing, too, with a couple ideas. Mm-hmm. Or not a lawsuit, with the exemption thing. Mm-hmm. But thanks for sending the information.
Sure.
Basically, There's two people. There's Kelby Smith, who with his advocates that Lauren is talking about. He worked a whole weekend on making an exemption letter that you give them. And then I think he worked till Friday to do it of that week. And then he's still been perfecting it. I'm not sure if he's got it perfected yet. I was talking to him this week, one of his workers, and I will send you forward that email to you with some information. But the thing is, if you take their damn form is a contract between you and them saying they can get rid of you. If they don't want to prove it. And around here, people filled those out, and they had no idea, and they all got denied. They all got denied. Then I sent them to Kelby's information on how they could retract their signature or whatever, and these people just didn't want to bother. I think they just want to move on to something else. But if you give them a notice of your own, then they fire you. It's very clear why they did it, and then you have a big retirement fund if you win the lawsuit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say don't enter a class action lawsuit. When this all comes tumbling down, don't enter a class action lawsuit.
No, do it individually against each of the individual people.
Yes.
Take their houses. Exactly. Make them. Yep. But I think the economy is going down so badly that, you know, all these things are happening. I'm not sure how far it'll all get. But Dr. Richard Fleming also, I'll send you that little information he has. What suggestions do you have for people who have COVID, probably Delta? They don't have any ivermectin handy right now. They're going to get some, I think. But, you know, they're taking some zinc and
vitamin
C, D3.
D3.
One of them wasn't on D3. They stopped taking it for some reason.
No, if you don't have D3, then get sunshine. Sunshine
is
the same thing as D3.
Right.
So,
do you find that the nebulization thing is very helpful?
Yeah. I do, and I'm glad you brought that up because my offer still stands. I must have given 200 replies back on my formula from my sinus irrigation formula I came up with. And my nebulizing hydrogen peroxide formula. And I have another one. I added a third one. So I send you three files if you ask for them. Be happy to do so. Just contact me at offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. And I'll send you all three. Now, I did the nebulizing hydrogen peroxide at the ratio I figured out. And I tell you what, I did feel it worked. I'm a firm believer at it. I talked to Dr. Peter McCullough later on about it, what I had done. He said, very, very good, smart. They actually told me about making up some normal saline. I made one of my formulas is normal saline. How to make normal saline. It's pretty cool. And just keep it and date it, and you could use it for your nebulizer and then add your little bit of hydrogen peroxide to it. I'm a firm believer on it. Start early, always early, and you will have great success in it. And before that ivermectin ever makes it to you, you may be able to whip this on your own, possibly.
Right. Yeah, we just want to prevent, you know, going from into pneumonia and then going to the hospital. But the monoclonal antibodies have also been very effective, I think, once they get to the hospital, if you can get them. It's not that hard to get that. To get ivermectin is probably impossible in the hospital, right?
Some doctors are doing it. Dr. Peter McCullough has a website where he has a list of physicians by state that will write you a script for ivermectin.
Okay. Very good information. Thank you.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Appreciate
it, Steve. Appreciate
the call.
Thanks.
Yep. Go back to the phones here. Let's talk to Pat in Texas. Welcome, Pat.
Hi.
Hi, Pat.
I wanted to say that I wish people would start looking into the hospitals because, you know, they get their $39,000 for having to do with a COVID patient, so they lie here and they lie there. We got one here in Texas called Texas Health. And they have bought up all kind of organizations, doctor's offices, hospitals. They have they should be reported and had whoever, I think it's Senator Lee on the antitrust committee and Republican Senator Lee, and these people have an antitrust case going here, They say in North Texas they have 350 access points. They're headed toward Austin. I mean, and they deal with the whole country. They're all kind of risk retention things. You know what risk means, risk sure. management. You know what that
yeah,
means,
sure.
right?
Sure, I do.
Okay. Well, for the people that don't know, that means they're figuring out how you can't sue the heck out of them.
Right.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, Pat, Pat, hold on a little bit. We'll come right back to you, okay? Stay tuned.
Okay.
More on Off the Beaten Path.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Phones 512-248-825T. We go back to the phones and see what Pat finishes up with here. Pat, you still there?
Yeah. The number one thing that bothers me is that they if you go to their website, they come on and they tell you they're a Christian organization. Mm-hmm. That is the biggest joke I've ever seen. So people just beware. Do not go to any of those hospitals.
I've had some success in the past and some failures in religious hospitals. The Catholic hospitals, not done very well. I worked at a Seventh-day Adventist hospital before in California, was fine there. But Catholic hospital, no, not good success there. Backstabbed. I think my best days were in Utah at a Mormon hospital, LDS hospitals. I was treated much better with respect. I'd love to know what's going on in Utah, the hospitals there, the LDS hospitals, how this situation is being treated there now. I don't really have any connection there, but I would love to know. If anybody's in Utah working at LDS hospitals, Salt Lake City or Provo, let me know. I'd love to know.
Well, that's a lie. They're not. But the fact that they say they can, that's another suable, that they're Christian, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And they're not. They have pulled more tricks on people. I know one girl. She went to one hospital that's affiliated with them. Unfortunately, it's a Seventh-day Adventist. But she went trying to go to another hospital that's affiliated with them, and they started saying, "Oh, you do drugs, don't you?" She said, "No, I haven't done drugs in 10 years." So they took her picture. They showed her picture 10 years ago, and I'm telling you, they trace you around like a robot would. And nobody should go to anything that says Texas Health here in Texas. Or I don't know what to say, but I know that they have done more things to people. You just can't imagine what they've done to them. And yeah. It's all just to get that $39,000, I guess, for COVID. So yeah. If they treat you, they can't get the $39,000, right?
That's sad, isn't it? Choosing money over people. Amazing that, the greed factor here. Pat, I got a lot of calls. I got to get to them, though. I do appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in again. You know, I have in front of me the CDC survivability rates. What do you think, if I printed this out and handed it to the CEO of the hospital there, what do you think he'd say on these? He'd probably say, "Oh, it's not true. These are not true numbers." These came off the CDC website before they took it down. But yeah, these numbers, 0 to 19 years old, 99.997% survivability. No comorbidities, no underlying health problems. That's your survivability. But they're still targeting children. Oh my gosh, 5-year-old to 11-year-olds. As if this is the plague here. They're all going to die if they get COVID here. 99.997% survivability. 20 years old to 49 years old, you are looking at 99.98%. A 50-year-old to 69-year-old is 99.5%. 70 plus, 94.6% survivability. What do you think he'd say if I showed this to him? You know, truth does not like being questioned. A lie does not like being challenged. It's a fact. There's nothing to hide if you're telling the truth. Some things here, like there's a quote here. I love this one here. There are some things best learned in calm and others during a storm. We're in that storm right now. I'll tell you how it works out. And for the 30 days for a challenge, if I get denied or my wife gets denied, the challenge, the 30-day challenge, go back and file and challenge over thousands and thousands and thousands. Like I said, we're not going to know the percentage of exemptions that were granted. We're not going to know this. They're not going to tell us this. This is like guarded safe protection stuff here. They don't want to tell us the numbers. Because we'd actually have something. We could actually point out to the scam. If it was a very, very low percentage, and it probably will be, of granting these exemptions, we got them. So are they going to give us this information? that we have ammunition against them to point out the agenda that they never had an intention to give you the exemption from day one. They're just going through the motion because they're told they have to give you the option of picking a exemption. Okay, well, I've chosen this one. That means you need to grant it. If I've chosen the exemption of religious or medical, you must grant me that exemption. How dare you challenge me? How dare you question my integrity? Asking me, give me examples why you should be granted permission for the exemption. Who in the hell do you think you are? Playing God like this with our lives, our careers, our economics. Satan is everywhere, people. He's in the corporations. And he's buckling, he's giving in to greed over humanity. Shame on you. Shame on you. I hate to be in your shoes on Judgment Day. Let's go back to the phone calls and let's talk to Samuel in California. Welcome, Samuel.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you for taking my call.
What's on your mind?
Well, if you do a search, and please don't do it on Google, do it on DuckDuckGo or QWant. DuckDuckGo is being compromised too. QWant is the new one. It's French-based. If you look at statistically the results of American medicine, you will find that they are somewhere in 35 to 40 in results in the world and number one in cost. Mm-hmm. This is pre-COVID. So, and I'm not trying to demean you being in that system because you're trying to save lives when they're coming in, and that's This is a scan over the whole system.
It is.
And imagine what they're doing now with that kind of contortion to, allow this jab into people.
Well, we know what this is all about, Samuel. The great economic reset. This is depopulation. They're going to sterilize the children. They're going to sterilize the children. We should have known this a long time ago, back in 2007 when we talked about, we played the video from Bill Gates in South Africa. You know, if we can lower the population, the global population, by increasing child health care or women's health care or something like that, and then through vaccinations. Now, I had an argument with my next-door neighbor who was an oncologist back in California. I told him about this quote, what he'd actually said at this conference. He said, oh, Steve, come on now. Come on. He's not talking about that. I said, well, then tell me how vaccinations would bring down the population. He talks about depopulation, and we could do better and bring it down by a certain percent using vaccinations. Well, he didn't mean that. I said, yeah, he's an educated man. He did mean that. He's talking about sterilization. I'm not talking about giving the actual kill shot. I think we're looking at something different now. I think we're looking at both, actually. We're looking at a kill shot, accumulation shot, kill shot, and also a sterilization program at the same time, which all feeds into the depopulation agenda of Agenda 2030. So when I told him this, well, our relationship changed. But you know what? About a year ago, I started getting texts from him and his wife, and he said, you're spot on. You got it. You understand what's going on. He now flipped and now understands there is a depopulation agenda. It took him a long time, but now he agrees to what I talked about, that Bill Gates, and he must have done some research and found out the family history in the eugenics field. His father was in it. He's big into it. Like to know why his wife left him. Maybe she figured it out, or maybe it's more about the Epstein Island situation and children. I don't know. But it is part of the depopulation agenda. This is depopulation.
Yeah. Our healthcare system is drug management for maximum profit. It's not about healing people.
No. It's about masking. It's about masking symptoms. There's no cures anymore. There are no cures. There is nobody looking for a cure for any disease. When I see people walking around with the little pink ribbons and we're looking for a cure for cancer, I'd love to shake them and say, are you serious? They don't want a cure for cancer. I'm sure there are. I think there are cures for cancer, certain cancer. I think they have a cure. But that's not going to break them. That's not going to make them any money. It's the symptoms. It's the symptoms that brings them money. Not cures.
Stephen, I know for a fact that if you give the body what it needs, nutrition, itself rebuilds.
Will heal, right? I agree.
And people are being cut off from that through the air, water, food, soil, by all the crap that these a-holes are doing.
I agree with you 100%. I'll even add more to it. The food recalls lately, have you noticed that? Going after all the protein sources. All the protein sources that you need for your immune system to repair itself, to heal itself, are all being taken away. We talked about this. Chicken recalls, beef recalls, Salmonella, E. coli, pork removed, fish. They're going after fish and salmon now. They're going after shrimp, yogurt, lettuce, onions. They haven't gone after the Jewish penicillin yet. That would be garlic. But they probably will, because garlic is great for the immune system. They haven't gone after cheese yet and milk, but they probably will. They're looking at all the protein sources, the things you need that are essential for building blocks for repairing your immune system. They're wanting to remove those. And they're putting out false narrative out now that vitamin D is bad for you. It could actually trigger cancers. So
really?
Don't take vitamin D supplements. Don't do that. These are very evil people, Samuel. These are very evil people. Very evil. Samuel, thanks for your call. I got to move on here, though. More calls. James in Vancouver, you're up next.
Hello.
Hello, James.
Actually, yeah, I wrote a book on the cure for cancer, published it in 2013. There's a situation happening here where I guess there's a lull, or I'm feeling there's a lull in the push for the shots, and I think after January of 2022, then they're going to double down again. So they're giving us some breathing time here because Christmas is coming, Thanksgiving is next week, and what have you. So there's a kind of a grace time, grace period. But I believe.
So you think they're doing this to? You think they're doing this so you'll spend some money for Christmas?
I don't think they care about the money. I was going to say, you mentioned that everything is pointing to a crash, and I believe that's what they want. This whole COVID thing can be looked at in what's called cooperative game theory. Mm-hmm. And the big coalition against humanity is people like Big Pharma, the government, the media, the bankers, AMA, the hospitals, the alphabet agencies, CIA, FBI, they're coordinating this. And, of course, the World Health Organization and the UN, okay? All those people are players in the game, and they're all in a coalition. They're all cooperating, and we, the people, are the targets. You see, so the game is rigged. Mm-hmm. And I believe what they want, really, is to crash. Especially, they want to crash America. Right now, I understand you have inflation. Am I right?
Yeah, I'd say so. What do you think? Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm hearing that.
What's your gasoline? What's your gasoline costing you right now? What's your gas cost?
I'm trying to figure it out. It's in liters, so I think I saw something like $1.80 a liter. So that's maybe $5 a gallon, something like that.
Yeah. Well, 3.78 liters is a gallon, so that's about right.
Yeah, and this is what their idea is to push everybody so hard that they get the civil war that they want, and then they get to call in the UN, blue helmets, what have you.
Peacekeepers,
those will be Chinese probably, because we got thousands of them hiding out over on Vancouver Island right now on little islands, right? Mm-hmm. So they're already in place. See? So I just have to call up because I heard you say that why would these people want to crash things? Why is because they want to crash things, you see? Whether it's the airline.
Well, they have to. Whatever. They have to. Yeah. They have to, James.
Yeah.
Because if they're going to have to go to the digital currency, that's going to control everybody. And make them obedient, they have to go to a digital currency. So your money, your paper money, is going to be useless. It'll be all digital currency. They started this off with the system off with using the debit card. Everybody said, "Oh, this is great, the debit card. It's so convenient. Yeah. I don't have to pull cash out. I'll use debit card." And it got carried away more and more. And now they started off with the self-checkout. Well, you don't need to have cash. And then they use the excuse of, well, cash is dirty. It's filthy. It's got bacteria. It's got viruses all over. Why would you want to carry around bacteria and viruses in your pocket? I mean, they got every scam they can think of to get rid of cash and go to the digital currency. But the digital currency is where they're really going to hold control over the people to say, if you don't obey us, we simply dip into your account, take out a nice fine until you start obeying and complying with our demands.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a scam.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call, and all the best. We'll talk again.
Yeah. Sounds good, James. All right. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Rhonda in Missouri. Welcome, Rhonda.
Yeah. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Hi. I have a medical question.
Okay.
Okay. So what... I've heard something about this. So, what is viral load? And more than that, is what is the average person's viral load?
That is different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That would be based on your immune system, the viral load of what something like. Let's say I'm trying to put this in some common terms here, layman's terms. A viral load would be how much of the virus is needed to actually bring about symptoms.
Okay.
And if somebody said, you know, I've got a super strong immune system, it may take more viral load in order to infect me whereby I'm symptomatic. And then also it applies to a viral load of how much contagion I am, how sick I might be, and how much I might shed out on a viral load to infect other people.
Yeah.
It's both those situations.
Okay. So being in the medical field, what would you say is a good average for a healthy person, their viral load? You know,
that's what I'm saying. You can't indicate what that would be. It's different for everybody.
Okay, the reason
it's definitely more vulnerable. An elderly person is more vulnerable. It will take less of a viral load to make an elderly person sick because their immune systems are not up to par. They're very weakened.
All right. Here's the reason I ask is because I recently watched something that's that was talking about that, and I kind of get it. I'm not medically oriented. I kind of am, but I know things. But either way... So what I've heard is, at any given time, and this may or may not be true, the average person carries around a viral load of 20. Then I heard that somebody who's vaccinated with the shot, we all know what that is.
Yeah, right.
Their viral load went from 20 to 23. And okay. The people that got shot are the super spreaders, not the unvaccinated.
Okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted to get your clarification.
Well,
on
you know
that.
What? That's the way I understand it. The infectious, what it takes to infect, and then what it takes to be contagious to shed it out to other people. But you know what? I've got a caller here. Actually, it's right after you. Tom in Utah. He's a pretty smart guy. Lived in the basement there. He could probably give us more explanation on that. Actually, I would actually throw that to him. So you know what? Let's let you go and let's take Tom in Utah and see if we can figure out this. But that's the way I understood.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call, Steve. Have a good night.
You got it. Okay, Tom in Utah, welcome to the show.
Well, not to disappoint you there, Steve, but you would do no better working at LDS for the primary children today because the church sold it off. Even though I was a little upset with Gordon B. Hinckley, you know, who was part of the LDS Church presidency.
President, right.
I said, why did you sell the facility with the name? Mm-hmm. Because people will think that when they go to that hospital that they are actually under the oversight of the LDS Church. And he exposed to me the fact that there was pressure put upon him. And I think the same thing happened with Holy Cross and maybe with St. Mark's, where they actually were sold out to investment groups.
Right.
Nothing to do with the churches, but they kept the
name.
They got the name so people would still remain confident and care.
Sure.
So I don't think you would find yourself any better off at LDS. Now, I'm just curious. Do you remember what years you were at? You were at Utah Valley.
From 1994 till 2002.
Okay.
Yeah.
What now? You said you were at a Seventh Day Adventist in California. Would that be Loma Linda or what?
Yeah. That was 2011.
Ah, 2011.
Yep.
You would have missed me because they had me come down and do presentations.
So you were at St. Helena Hospital, Seventh Day Adventist there.
Loma Linda, okay. Now, what's the one up in Northern California?
That's the one I'm talking about. That's the one in Northern California. It's in St. Helena, California, near Napa.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, on top of the big hill there, yep.
I would do pathology, veterinary pathology at Petaluma, and then I would be asked to give reports through that whole California system.
Got it.
That's how I ended up changing the attitude of a very arrogant orthopedic surgeon called, what's her name?
I don't know. Hey, Tom, I don't know if you heard the last caller talking about viral load. And I gave my explanation of it. I don't know if you heard my explanation about how much viral load it would take. She said, how much viral load does it take to infect somebody? And I would say, well, it would be based on, everybody individual, their own immune systems, how strong an immune system. It would take less of a viral load, the way I understand it. For an elderly person, it would take less of the viral load to get them still sick. But it's the amount of pathogen needed to bring about symptoms, to make symptomatic.
Overwhelm your immune system. Yeah.
And then the amount that is needed to escalate and then be infectious to shed and infect others. Am I right, or am I right or wrong on this one?
Well, first of all, you've been working in the hospital, right?
Yep.
You've handled been in the space of the sick.
Mm-hmm.
When people talk to me about getting sick from another person, it drives me cuckoo. You have to have a biomass transfer, and that's reality. Back on your viral load, as it's called, it's a misnomer. The real cause of disease is not a virus. A virus is simply the debris evidencing a destruction of a cell and the rupturing of a nuclei.
Right.
these particles that they claim are these viruses are simply the pieces of script left over from a destroyed or disassembled chromosome or even RNA. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you and I could talk about that off air, but
okay. There's
nothing fixed. And it all depends on the strength of your immune system. If you have an immune system that can outnumber the pathogens, you'll prevail. If the pathogens can outwin yours by number, it's a numbers game. So here's a better idea. Try to avoid the transfer of a high number of particles into your body, either infusion or whatever method it takes to get them inside of you. Mm-hmm. Remember, the rule in pathology is fat into fat, flesh into flesh, blood into blood. These pathogens can't tolerate oxygen or sunlight.
Right.
They can't tolerate cosmic particles. Right now, I'm a little concerned because if you were at Utah Valley in the 90s, mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember, we had a wave of H2N3 that came through and took out a lot of babies.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I was asked by Dr. Nichols at the Department of Health to go up and petition the legislature to make sure they set aside $6 million, not because they wanted to educate the family or the people on how to avoid the disease, but how to treat it. So I did convince the legislature to set aside $6 million. It was really bizarre. When I was sharing what I was disclosing to Dr. Nichols over state epidemiology, he was kind of freaked out, and then a couple of days later, he called me up and he said, "Tom, would you mind going to the legislature and get them to earmark $6 million for us?" Yeah. And I said, "Why don't you do it?" You know what his answer was?
What was it?
He said, "If they do, they will have my head."
Okay. All right.
The industry.
Hey, Tom, I'd
like
love to talk
prevention.
More to you. I'd love to talk to you a little more longer, but I've got 1, 2, 3 more to catch up here before I end the show. Thanks again, Tom. Appreciate calling in.
Give me a holler, so.
We'll do. We'll do. Chris Steiner, one of our hosts here at the network. Chris Steiner, are you there?
I am, Steve. Thanks. Can you read me?
Yeah.
All right. Great. Great. Good to hear from you both.
Yeah, I got two more behind you there, Chris. So I got to get them in.
Yeah. Magnesium peroxide. Have you heard of that?
No, I've not used magnesium with it. I've used magnesium supplements, but the hydrogen peroxide is just with a normal saline as a nebulizer. That's it.
Well, you know how they say to you limit your use of hydrogen peroxide because it's oxidative, it has free radical causing effect if you use too much.
That's why I have a certain formula. My formula is not that caustic. Actually, I can breathe it in, and I don't really gag and cough as if I would do a straight 3%. That would be a bad thing. My dilution set is pretty good.
Uh-huh. Well, this magnesium peroxide doesn't have the oxidative free radical effects, and you probably heard of how people swallow 33% food grade, no more than eight drops per day to avoid that oxidative effect. But, with magnesium peroxide, I could tell you stories how people have gotten over, for example, hepatitis B within a couple of days of the onset of symptoms and diagnosis. Talking about Peter McCullough, when he was on my show, he brought up the viral load of the basketball players who were shot up. And I got to point out, well, aren't they heroes for the non-shot up, for absorbing that viral load of the ones who got shot up? Check out 1953 Fitzgerald report, how the government was conspiring. It was commissioned by the U.S. Senate committee, concluded that organizations, organized medicine had conspired to suppress the Hoxha therapy and at least a dozen other promising cancer treatments. Mm-hmm. Proponents were mostly respected doctors, scientists who had developed nutritional or immunological approaches. So that's the Fitzgerald report, 1953.
Okay.
And I guess that's all I've got for you. I'll let the other callers get on.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I got two more to catch in here. Thanks for the call, Chris.
All right, take care.
Mark in Philadelphia are on it. You got about a minute and a half, and I got one behind you.
Okay, sure thing. So, Steve, being that you're a veteran and I'm a veteran, I would like to put forth that, and I understand that I'm sorry to hear that John has left us, Mm-hmm. But I'd like to put forth that we put out the call to all veterans out there who are listening mm-hmm. from wherever they're at, and give us feedback on air to you mm-hmm. and to whoever the other hosts are going to be in John's time or even on your show mm-hmm. about any feedback they can give. Like the man from Indiana who was telling us about that they were doing like an experiment with the veterans there putting forth a, you know, like some kind of study or whatever, but yeah. like a pre-study. But so just to hear what is happening across the nation at the largest healthcare provider in the United States, which many people do not know, it's the Veterans Healthcare
right.
Group, you know, the VA hospital system. So I'd like to hear about from the other veterans and see what we can do to stand up and see which VAs are. Or I'm telling you, the VA here in Philadelphia is reducing care to veterans, and there's like this attitude of these staff, and I don't know if it's I don't think all VAs are alike. I think there's some yeah. good VAs, but
maybe so.
This staff is just very condescending toward many veterans, and okay. they act like
I appreciate
the reason
it.
Why
I need to move on here. I wish you called okay. a little earlier, but we had a running out of time now. Thanks for your call. And I definitely will address that, because we had a Saturday meeting, and I'm definitely going to hit hard on the vets and the VA system here. I think we got some, very angry veterans groups out there. I think would be very interested in RBN, hopefully spreading the word of what we're talking about here. Back to the phones for my last caller is Mike in Kentucky. You're the last caller.
Yeah. And to speak sort of what Tom was getting at, there's another imitator out there called Mycoplasma pneumoniae. The lung mm-hmm. imagery looks the same. So
right.
What looks like viral debris could easily be a metabolic disorder than these viruses, particles or whatever.
It could be.
Cells that they've right. took images of bursting with these viruses. It could be right. that you're dealing with a pathogen like Mycoplasma pneumoniae that's generating this stuff, and it turns out that Dr. Zelwinko, the one that turned Trump onto the hydroxychloroquinone, his protocol uses a strong antibiotic, erythromycin or Z-Pak mm-hmm. or whatever mm-hmm. in combination. So how do you know which one helped? Was it the Z-Pak or the hydroxychloroquinone? There's noisiness yep. in that data.
I agree with you. Thanks for the call, right, Mike. Thanks. I appreciate it. I hear the music. That completes our show tonight. Back again on Monday. I will host the National Intel Report. Thank you for your participation tonight. Much appreciated. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number